Mass transit is key to reducing climate pollution in cities. And Pennsylvania's mass transit systems are about to see a big influx of cash. Riders and planners say new federal infrastructure money offers a chance to change operations for the better. WITF's Sam Dunklaw reports both are trying to figure out how it should be used and what better looks like.
Nathan? What's going on, man?
Hey, doing?
Good to meet you finally.
You too.
On a warm spring day, Nathan Lund sprints across a busy Harrisburg street to meet me and a colleague at an empty bus stop. He's about to catch an evening ride to work.
Sorry, I'm like exactly on time, but I meant to be a little early.
Okay.
I was just like,
Lund has been riding a bus out to his job at an Amazon warehouse in Carlisle for 6 months now. He ditched his car when it got too expensive to fill up with gas and to fix up. So he now travels a route just for Amazon workers. It's one of several buses shuttling workers to and from warehouses across the region. Today he feels lucky. The bus shows up right on time. Lund boards with a multi-ride pass, but I have to fish around for some change. Then we're off on our half-hour ride out to Carlisle.
How's it going, gentlemen?
Hey, going okay.
Settling into his seat, Lund says he likes how the trip gives him some time to relax a bit.
And I'll either read something, or I sometimes even do schoolwork from my phone. So there are a lot of things that I can do, and I like it because I don't ever feel guilty. It's not like
closer to the stop, he shares a few downsides. Buses only run twice a day, at the start of day and night shifts, with almost 12 hours in between. And there's no weekend service, which means he has to find another way to work for his Saturday shift, like Uber.
I get out at 5 a.m. Usually people don't decide to start working because they have all the flexibility. So if they're not driving that early, that means I have to wait until they decide that they want to start doing it.
Since it's a weekday, he shouldn't have any trouble getting back. We part ways. For Lund, if buses drove their routes more often, they'd be a more reliable way to get around. The same situation is playing out for transit riders across the state in Pittsburgh.
People are sitting at the bus stop, first of all, for it can be hours at a time because buses after bus won't show up. When they do come, they're packed to the gills.
That's Pittsburghers for Public Transit Executive Director Laura Chu Weens. One reason for the problem is a bus driver shortage in the city. Some have left their jobs, while others have been placed on leave for not following the Port Authority's COVID-19 vaccination requirement. Chu Ween says the situation has led city planners to mull service cuts, which she says would affect even more workers.
Like, how much of the labor shortage is really exacerbated or really catalyzed by the fact that there's not available accessible, affordable transportation to where people need to go.
And that's where this new pot of federal transportation money comes in. Under last year's Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, Pennsylvania is on track to get nearly $690 million in new money from Congress just for public transit. It'll be spread out over 5 years and divvied up among all the state's systems according to their needs. Richard Farr heads the Susquehanna Regional Transit Authority, which serves the cities of Harrisburg and York. He says his agency alone is expecting $3 million in the next year.
When it first came out, I was pretty excited about the dollar amounts and what we potentially could do. And then shortly after that, we saw these other costs starting to grow. And so even before we have the money, we're running out of it.
Farr points to things like inflation, high gas prices, and rising health insurance costs. But he adds transit leaders still can do a lot with that money, including service improvements that a lot of riders want. But what Farr considers improvement is a little different than what his customers may have in mind.
Historically, we've given a little bit to everybody. And is that the right model? Or should we go back and really look at what are these major corridors and really give it a lot of frequency so people have the ability to move more often?
Here's how it could work. More buses would run along the busiest routes so riders wouldn't have to crowd in. That would mean some routes with low ridership would be scrapped. But Farr says on-demand pickup services could be expanded to take them where they need to go instead. To sweeten that kind of arrangement, he notes the agency could work with Harrisburg leaders to keep traffic lights green more often along busy bus routes.
Because I think folks, when they make decisions to ride the bus, it's a cost-time benefit. You know, you can save money, but it adds time. And how can we give them time?
Laura Chu Weens disagrees with Farr's approach, noting, given the federal cash boost, service cuts might not be the way to go.
At some point, it's just you can have a service that is really just so bare bones that it doesn't serve people's needs and the broader sort of economic or regional needs.
The infrastructure law requires bigger agencies in cities like Pittsburgh to use their funding to do system planning and to upgrade vehicles. Chu Weens says while the approach is helpful, the money would be better spent on transit worker raises and training.
Because you can have the shiniest, best new buses and nobody to drive them, right? Like no money to be able to run or buy gasoline or whatever to be able to make the service go. And so that serves nobody.
Back in Harrisburg, bus riders like Nathan Lund call Farr's approach streamlining. Lund says it overlooks why some lines are busier than others in the first place.
In a lot of ways, the shortness of a lot of the lines or the infrequent service means that riders aren't using it. If something's not easy to use, they don't use it. And then they use that disuse to justify not having those routes anymore.
And Lund says the way routes are set up now, he already sometimes needs a day's lead time to map out how he'll use the bus. But he's hopeful public transit will get a little easier over time for riders like him and the transit workers that keep it going.
They try to make it work because they know that this isn't a lot of people's first option. It's their only option.
Congress will be sending Pennsylvania around $4.6 billion in new transportation funding over the next 5 years. Lund says he hopes some of that money goes towards setting up more weekend service so he can quit waiting for those early morning Ubers. I'm Sam Dunklaw on a bus in Harrisburg.